Diagnose me.
Is it terminal zodiac sign or is it like
terminal Aquarius?
Fatal. Aquarius. Completely fatal. We're all doomed.
Hello and welcome back. I have really bad allergies today, so if I sound a little funny, that's why. Today we are discussing the zodiac with someone who actually knows about it, and I'm gonna say right out of the chute, I do not believe in this at all. I don't believe that the position of Saturn made me stubborn when I was born. Like, it's just, there's too much, the horoscopes, everything is so broad and undefined, and it's like, oh, you could have some of these traits, you could have some of these traits. That's not how, no.
So for me, I just don't have enough understanding of it to have a certain, like, I do or do not believe in this opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I've had friends explain it to me. I've had, like, an ex go through this in-depth explanation of it. And I don't know if it's just the way it's being explained doesn't compute or what. But, like, sometimes, like, somebody did a reading, like, a chart, I guess, for Mackenzie once. And I was
charting.
My sibling, if you haven't seen other episodes with them. And I was like, damn, that is some accurate information that does not apply to me, but also, like, I need to know how a thing works and why people believe it anyway. So yeah. I am nothing but confused. I would love to believe in it, but I just need more understanding.
I try to take other people's belief systems into consideration and not, you know, not just stomp all over them. However,
yeah.
This one is hard for me because it is just so no. I am open to the idea of my mind changing, but at the same time, I highly doubt it.
Yep. So the thing with me is my only experience that I have with the zodiac is just, like, memes that people do or, mm-hmm. like, TikToks and stuff like that. And the thing is, sometimes they seem completely contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a person knew someone with that specific sign and they've decided, because of their experience with one person, like, every Scorpio is a nightmare and every Aries is, you know, all of these things. So I'm like, it seems very from the mouths of those who were butthurt.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I've ever related to, I'm an Aquarius. Do you want to say what you are?
It depends. Are we going by the Western Zodiac or the Sidereal Zodiac? Yeah, that's right. I've done my research in the past. I kind of have a general idea of it. You're going by the standard zodiac that the majority of people use. I think I'm a Taurus. And then if you go by the sidereal one, I'm an Aries. So it just really...
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know what those things mean. So.
Yeah.
But, like, this thing that I've struggled with before is that I don't... I don't relate to almost anything they say about Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, let's go ahead and bring in Kayla, our zodiac expert. Should we say expert? I don't know. The person who knows the most
about it. I think so.
Yes, our zodiac expert. I'll say that.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to officially meet y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, good to meet you too.
You too. I heard a lot about you.
Oh, nothing good, I hope. Hi, I'm Kayla Phoenix. I go by either name. Pronouns are they, them. I go by all pronouns, but they, them is usually just easiest. I've been a spiritual practitioner for a long time. Some people would call me a pagan. Some would call me a witch. I just like to think of myself as someone who's just working through life and trying to help other people.
Nice.
Neat.
Cool. So zodiac stuff. How long have you been good at that? I don't know how to phrase that.
No, you're good. So I will, quick disclaimer, I believe that I am still learning a lot about things as I go along. And that's the thing that I've noticed is anyone who thinks like, oh, I know everything about zodiacs, don't know jack diddly. But I've been studying these things for several years now. I've lost track. But within the past 3-4 years, got more in depth into it. Still don't know everything. I'm still learning and broadening my horizons, and a lot of that has to do with internal decolonization and learning how whitewashed so much of it is, and basically unpacking that and getting a broader view of things. But it's for a while now.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we pretty much established Bree's pretty much a skeptic. I'm just lost and curious. So do you want to just give, I don't know, is there any basic information that you want to give about the Zodiac in general?
Sure. So for those who aren't familiar, the way the Zodiac system kind of works is you have 12 houses, you have 12 signs.
Houses like Hogwarts?
Okay, yes, kind of like Hogwarts.
So sorry, so, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just got really
excited. No, I love that. Yeah, Pisces and Scorpios are very much Slytherin. But that being said, there's a ton of different placements. There's ways that they each interconnect with each other. There's masculine energy. There's feminine energy. We'll get more into that with your chart, Maddie. There's fire, there's earth, there's water, there's air, there's all these different things. It's more than just when people are like, I'm a Virgo or I'm a Taurus. They're usually referring to their sun sign, but more about that later. But yeah, there's a ton of different facets that go into it. Now, some people believe that your astrological placements influence who you are as a person. I believe more that who you are as a person is filtered through those placements. I don't think they necessarily determine like whether or not you're a good or bad person. I hear people make blanket statements like, oh, I hate Geminis. They suck. They don't. You can have healthy and unhealthy people in any placement. People are very magical, wonderful, variable human beings. And this is just one language to interpret that.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I think there's a bit of a lag. If we wait a second, we're not ignoring you.
Oh, no, you're good. My system is super laggy. I'm on a vintage MacBook Air, so.
Oh, okay. Been there.
It's almost
there.
As old as me. Yeah.
Cool. So, I don't know, Brie, you're the skeptic. Do you have any specific questions or, like, things that don't make sense that you wonder about, I guess?
So, okay. The horoscopes that you find in the newspaper, is that Zodiac or is that something completely different?
That's related to it. That's okay. Related to it.
So
that's
it is bull malarkey. I knew it.
So it's like astrology is like a language. So like we're speaking English. That's a language. Just because someone's speaking that language doesn't mean they're telling the truth.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting way to put that. I hadn't considered that.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I think there's a little potential for truth in everything, but so many people, especially when they're not healed, Capricorn's looking at you. They put their own spin on things. But yeah, I would agree. A lot of the stuff I do read in the magazines and whatnot is really for shock value. Mm. They oversimplify a lot.
Yeah.
And I love that you're a skeptic, which I looked at you guys' charts last night. I kind of sneaked a peek ahead of time. I cheated a little bit. Brie, yours, the fact that you're a skeptic makes total sense.
You have yeah, but you would say that now, wouldn't you?
You and all your Virgo placements, girl, I swear.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Cool. Do you know anything about the differences between, I don't know, Brie, you even know more about that than me. What are you talking about? There are different kinds of...
Oh, yeah, no, I did some research into Zodiac a few years back because I was like, oh, this is interesting. What's it about? I do not know much about it. All I know is that there's a difference between, like, is it sidereal Zodiac and then, like, the Western Zodiac? Two completely different things.
Yes, exactly. So you're very good point. That's kind of what I mean when I mentioned the decolonization of things, because I started learning mostly on the Western based side of things. I'm slowly inching my way into the sidereal interpretation, but there's so much there. But yeah, absolutely. You're correct.
So are you different signs for different ones, or how does that work?
It's more that they interpret your placements slightly differently. And I would also attribute a lot of it to being in different hemispheres, having different cultures. There's just a lot more that goes into it. So it's like you can be talking about the same subject with one person in English and another person in French. You might not understand each other, but you're talking about the same thing.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any more questions. Do anybody have anything before we get into the actual results? I don't know.
results.
Diagnose me.
Is it terminal? Is it terminal zodiac sign, or is it like
terminal Aquarius?
Fatal. Completely fatal. We're all doomed.
Editing Brianna here, coming to you live from the closet where I live. We forgot to film an outro for this episode, but just know that it is part one of three. Consider giving us a like and a subscribe if you enjoy this type of content, and hopefully we will see you here tomorrow, because we will be here and we hope you are as well. Bye.